to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to our government officials. The men who are rather like fitted carpets. When you get them in a corner, they're difficult to pin down. The senior executives of Whitehall are discreet and prudent men. Richard Lamb, in particular, is noted for his careful approach to life.
I don't know, Mr. Lamb. I've never met anyone so cautious. You don't go into a Chinese restaurant without informing the Foreign Office.
You may scoff, Mildred. In fact, if you go into a restaurant, you probably do. But he who laughs.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, you laughed when I fitted wing mirrors and reversing lights.
Well, most people do that who've got a car. You haven't fitted to your bowler hat.
Don't exaggerate. Go make a cup of tea.
Righty-ho.
Mind the draft. You're blowing my papers all over the place.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Lamb. Here, I'll help you pick them up.
Really, Mildred, some of them are blown out of the window.
Oh, it's all right. They're stuck on the ledge, most of them. Look, you can easily reach if you climb out.
Me?
One or two bits have fallen down into the street. I'll go and pick them up. Oh, I don't know. If it's not one thing, it's another. And Mr. Lennox Brown's due any minute. I know what he'll say.
Morning, Mildred. What's the rush?
Oh, Mr. Lamb's climbed out onto the window ledge, sir.
Eh?
I'm going downstairs to pick up the bits.
Oh, good grief. Finally cracked. Two. Two. Now, which window am I? Oh, I only hope I'm in time. Oh, there you are, two. Don't do it, my boy.
I have to run. All these papers on my desk, you see.
Yes, I know. I've been overworking you. Yes. Oh, yes. I see it all now.
Pardon?
Come back inside, old friend. Look. You can have a swivel in my chair any time you want.
My word, you are in a generous mood. Can I have the coconut cream today?
Oh, yes, anything, old friend. But come back here. Look, give me your hand. Oh, that's it. Oh, there. Wait a minute, I'll shut the window.
Thank you, one. If it hadn't been open in the first place, these papers wouldn't have blown out. I think I've got most of them.
Yes, well, sit down, my dear boy. We'll soon... Papers? You mean... You went...
Can I have a swivel now?
Whee! Get out of my chair, you mountebank, you...
Can I have another?
No, coming for you. Dear, this place gets more like a circus every day. Hello, Lennox Clownsby. No, Brown speaking.
It can hear.
Yes. Hello, Sir Gregory. How very nice.
Did you get my instructions about the ministry dustbins?
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, yes. We carried them out at once.
Good. Well, I've another job for you, Lennox Brown. The army are looking for somewhere to fight mock battles. So I told them about your department.
It's a bit small, Sir Gregory. And wouldn't the filing cabinets get in the way?
I told them you'd find a suitable place.
Oh.
A new gunnery practice range. Now get on with it.
Sir Gregory wants to find a new gunnery range for the army. Got any suggestions?
Well, I'll get the map out.
Yes, that's a jolly good idea.
There you are.
Yeah, thank you. Now, let's see. Now, this place might do.
Which place?
Well, Look, I've got my finger. See? Stick a pin in it.
You're right.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but it slipped. What about this place? Nod Knoll.
Blessed carelessness. Nod Knoll?
Yes.
Oh, that's London, too. You're looking at it upside down. Now, wait a minute. I think I have the answer. Yes, now look, too. Here we are. Look at the mouth of the Thames estuary. There we are. Canvey Island.
Canvey Island? But no. There are people living there. They might not like being an army firing range. Explosions day and night.
Yes, you could be right. People can be funny about that sort of thing. Yes, well, we'd better go down and sound out local opinion.
Flipping papers.
Yes, very enjoyable, I'm sure. But I've got a little job for you, Mildred.
Oh, yes.
Yes, now take a letter to Canvey Island.
What, myself? All that way?
Oh, Mildred, take it down in your notebook, Mildred.
Oh.
Tell him we're coming to Canvey Island to discuss an important matter.
Yes.
Right. I declare this meeting of Canvey Taxpayers League open.
Hell.
Thank you, Vicar. As you know, we have campaigned for many years for better street lighting on Canvey.
Absolutely, Brigadier. Last year, I was spoken to in one of our darker streets. I couldn't see the man's face, so I haven't been able to find him since.
Something ought to be done about it.
Something has been done, Vicar. Oh. Last month, I wrote direct to the ministry. I was beginning to think they'd ignored my appeal, but this morning I received a letter.
Oh, about improving the street lighting?
Yes, it says here that two officials are coming down to discuss an important matter. What else could it be?
You know, too, having seen it, I think we'll need to take over the whole island for the firing range.
The residents won't like that. There'll be opposition.
Can't stop the march of progress, too.
Old Rudge at the Board of Trade tried.
Did he?
Didn't believe in electricity.
Oh.
Spent years trying to invent a gas telephone. Tragic business.
Well, we'd better get over to the Taxpayers' League. When we break the news, I expect they'll have a few things to say about us.
We'll get these ministry chaps to destroy the old street lamps and put up new ones. Modern, concrete, standard lights. High ones.
Ah, good afternoon. We're from the ministry. Lennox Brown and Lamb.
Ah, how do you do? Yeah. Brigadier Mumpwell, D-S-O-K-B-E.
That's a funny way to spell Mumpwell.
I've been expecting you. Sit down. This is the vicar. This is Miss Quigley.
How do you do?
Yes. We speak for the island.
How do you do? Yes.
Well, I suppose you're wondering why we're here.
Yes.
Well, now, we don't propose to leave you in the dark.
Ah, what did I tell you, vicar? Yes, we thought you'd come about that.
Oh, you mean you know why we're here?
I hope you make the high street your first target.
Oh. Yes. Well, now, let's get this quite clear. We shall bring some rather big guns down here, you know.
Oh, splendid. A gala opening with all important officials, eh?
Possibly, yes.
I must say, we expected more opposition.
Nonsense. We are all for it.
That's marvelous. You could have seen things in a completely different light.
We hope we will when it's finished, eh?
Their own flattened. Oh, funny people.
Yes, they can't wait for us to stop. LB's out arranging it all now. It looks like another job successfully completed.
Oh, it's not often you get into Sir Gregory's good book.
Well, we'll be right in it this time.
Yeah, you can take it easy. Here, have a look through the staff magazine.
Oh, has he come? Yes. Oh, good. Ah, yes. I wonder if they've used my contribution in Poetry Corner. Yes, here it is. I'm a fervent civil servant, keen and willing and observant, lamb by name and lamb by nature, loyal to the legislature. My ambition, recognition, continued in the next edition. I didn't have time to finish it.
Oh, well, that's the end of that little job.
Oh, good. How were things at the Ministry of Defense?
Oh, all the usual moaning, you know. They've got a budget problem.
Oh?
Yes, the lift's stuck between floors and they can't budget.
Oh, that's rather good, that, too. Isn't that, you think, sir?
Budget, you see.
Was there anybody in the lift?
Admiral Blowhard and Miss Bentwater from the typing pool.
And they were there for 4 hours before somebody heard them giggling.
But what about this Canvey Island business? Were they pleased about getting it for a gunnery practice range?
Oh, delighted. They're sending a platoon there straight away to reconnoiter, you know. Try out their guns, check ranges, and so forth.
Brigadier Mumpwell will be pleased.
Kind of you to help an old soldier with his memoirs, Miss Quigley.
Oh, I enjoy it, Brigadier. It's not light work sitting here in your garden. And you know I'd do anything for you.
Yes. Well, let's get on with it. Where was I?
Let me see. Ah, yes. Yes, you were making advances to your baboon.
Let me see there. No. Making an advance with my platoon.
Oh, Yes.
Tobruk it was. Yes, I spent that night lying on my camp bed, reviewing the military situation, and wondering where the Jerry was.
The Germans, yes. Oh, dear me, it's so peaceful out here. The birds and the bees.
Yes, indeed. That's one thing about Canby Island. It is quiet. We are being attacked, madam.
I beg your pardon?
Look, a soldier coming through the smoke.
But aren't you going to do something?
I certainly am. Hand me that pitchfork.
Oh, Brigadier.
I'll tie this white handkerchief on the end of it.
Oh, dear, Brigadier, do you think they're Russians?
We'll soon see. Stand back. I know a few words of their lingo. I say, you... Vodka, what? Bolshoi ballet. Samovar. Cease fire, Charlie. I've got a drunken Russian ballet dancer here. Ask him for a cup of tea. English? You're English. What the devil do you think you're playing at? Carrying out orders, mate. All arranged by the ministry.
Well, this is a funny way to go about new street lighting.
Well, I don't know about street lighting, missus. I'm down here to set up a gunnery range.
But damn it, man, this is my home you're firing at.
Ah, right. That'll have to go, then. You can't have a home on the range.
You vandal. Get off my land.
Ah, don't get stroppy about it, mate. We'll be taking over the old island in a couple of weeks.
We'll see. The Canby Island League will have something to say about that.
Order, please. Order. Order. Oh, thank you. I propose we begin this meeting with something that has upset a lot of Kansas citizens. Mrs. Thwick's homemade mutton pies.
Oh, really, Vicar? We do have weightier matters than that to discuss.
Mrs. Thwick's mutton pies are very weighty. I had one this morning.
Right. But we'd rather you didn't bring it up now. Top priority is this ministry outrage.
Oh, very well, let us discuss that. Now, do our citizens approve of soldiers descending on this fair island?
Certainly not.
Singing drunken barrack songs in our little cobbled streets?
Get rid of them!
Hot-blooded youths lusting after our women folk?
Mind you, we mustn't you hate them.
The unit that was here have already left to make their report. But unless we act quickly, there'll soon be hundreds more setting up a permanent base.
But what can we do, Brigadier?
Well, I propose we make strenuous protests to the army. Yes, they're decent chaps. And at the same time, we can send a spokesman to those devils at the ministry. They're the ones behind this thing.
Oh, it's an excellent idea. I hope they have time to see us. They must have quite a lot on their plate.
There's ginger biscuits, or chocolate oatmeal, or coconut creams, or these.
That's a new type. I've never seen a blue biscuit before.
Yeah, I dropped that one in the inkwell. I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Well, I'm chocolate wholemeals myself. What do you want?
Me, or I'm crackers. I've been for a fortnight.
So you are. You're on a diet.
Yes. My wife's worried about my weight, you know. Insists I lose 5 pounds before the end of the month.
That'll take a lot of willpower.
She's got a lot of willpower. Made a rule about me lunches. I promised to have unsweetened lemon juice and a carrot.
That's not very nice.
No. Sometimes I can hardly force them down after a 3-course meal. Well, I think our tea break's just about over.
Yes, well, it has to be. It's lunchtime.
Oh, gracious me, so it is. Yes. Well, we'd better be off.
Well, what about the man from the Ministry of Defense, sir?
Ministry of Defense?
Oh, you remember one. That Canby business. They want to know what we recommend now.
Oh, yes. In view of all these protests from the island.
Apparently the locals were quite difficult when that army unit arrived.
Yes, I can't think what they're playing at, you know, too. They seemed so keen last week.
As I said yesterday, I'll bet it's that Brigadier Mumpwell. Old Mumps.
Yes, well, we're not going to stand any nonsense.
Quite right. If they mess us about, we'll crush them. Compulsory purchase. Set up a public inquiry.
And if we don't like the result, we'll overrule it.
Make these residents toe the line.
Is that what you're going to tell this Ministry of Defense chap?
Yes, if he comes in the next 20 seconds. If not, you'll have to tell him.
Oh. Well, righty-ho, sir. Where were you and Mr. Landy?
Ah, well, we'll be combating malnutrition in London's aquatic bipeds.
Feeding the ducks in St. James's Park.
Yes.
Oh, we must take a special tidbit for Esmeralda.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can take her one of my sandwiches. They're ever so tasty. Roast duck.
Mildred, please. She's very sensitive, especially in her present condition. She's, how shall I put it, with egg.
Well, how can you tell? Yeah, is she knitting an egg cosy?
That will do, Mildred. Now, don't forget, if this Ministry of Defense chap comes before we get back, tell him our views.
This'll be the place. You'd best wait here, Miss Quigley. If these ministry johnnies still plan to ruin our island, I may turn ugly. Ah, good day, madam. This is General Assistance Department, I believe?
Yes, that's right. And you've come about the Canvey Island business.
Ah, you were expecting me?
Oh, yeah. Isn't it shocking?
It certainly is.
Them Dutch Islanders making all this fuss. We weren't surprised, of course. When my bosses met them, they said they was a shifty-looking lot.
What?
The worst is some twit called Brigadier Mumpwell. Dear, Mr. Lamb calls him Mump because he's a terrible pain in the neck. Still, what can you expect, eh? It's only a little place. I bet there's a lot of inbreeding.
No.
Anyway, Mr. Lennox Brown says we'll ignore all protests. Candy's going to be a firing range, and if the locals don't like it, we'll chuck them off.
So, that's the ministry attitude, is it?
Notice the way she quacked when I ruffled her feathers, too. Yes, tugged at the heartstrings, that, you know. Oh, Brigadier Bumpwell. Well, how nice to see you.
I've been telling him... Oh!
You two-faced, pin-striped snake in the grass, sir.
Speak about my number two like that.
I think he meant you once.
I meant both of you. Your secretary has just revealed everything.
Has she really?
Kick us off the island, would you, eh? Make us a gunnery range, eh? We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, he was annoyed one. What do you think they'll do now?
Well, it's only a little island in the Thames. What can they do?
And here is the news read by John Coe. At 9 o'clock this morning, Canvey Island declared war on the rest of Great Britain. This followed the seizure of power on the island by a military junta consisting of Brigadier Hector Mumpwell, retired, Miss Virginia Quigley of the WVS, and the Reverend Nutkin, late of the Home Guard. The regime has nationalized British assets on Canvey and interned all visiting British citizens. Some resistance is reported, especially at Tublin's holiday camp, where a group of Londoners have barricaded themselves in the public bar. It's said they're determined to hold out till the bitter end. An army unit attempting to cross to the island for gunnery practice was beaten back by a hail of Mrs. Twick's homemade mutton pie. Several tanks were severely dented. There will be an emergency debate in the House of Commons.
Will the minister tell the House what action he has taken to meet the threat of invasion from Canvey Island?
Certainly. The platoon of the Wilson Light Infantry has taken up a position in the promenade fish and chip shop at Southend-on-Sea. And even now are digging in.
Can the minister recall our fleet of battleships?
Well, of course I can. I recall them as if it were yesterday.
But can't we send what's left?
Well, let me put it this way. We don't want to take a sledgehammer to crack a nut. And this brigadier, what's his name, obviously is a nut.
Oh, Brigadier. brigadier, you do look impressive in that uniform. What are those letters you sewn on the shoulder?
Well, they stand for Canvey Island Special Service Yeomanry.
C-I-S-S-Y.
And that's just what I feel in this outfit.
Well, they're the only uniforms on the island, Vicar. If the Canvey players hadn't been putting on Beau's jest, we wouldn't have got these.
Well, I think we've gone too far with this business. Perhaps we should sue for peace.
Peace? We haven't even started to fight yet.
No, it's time we went over to the attack.
And here is the news. A fleet of boats from Canvey Island Boating Pool today pedalled up the Thames and broke several windows in the Houses of Parliament. MPs on the terrace of the House returned the fire with inkwells and copies of Hansard. It's reported that one attacker was particularly struck by the Prime Minister's latest speech. In the United Nations, the Russian delegate charged Britain with imperialist aggression against the peace-loving peoples of Canvey. He said war must be avoided at all costs and offered Canvey immediate supplies of guns, tanks, and bombs. An American spokesman denied the presence of the 7th Fleet in the Thames estuary was connected with the conflict. He said they happened to be on a goodwill visit to Barking Creek. And now over to Forth Robinson for an on-the-spot report.
Well, as you've probably gathered, I've come across to Canvey Island under a flag of truce to see what's going on. It's obvious that the new regime has won over the local population. The youth of the island are rampaging through the streets, waving little red books, the thoughts of Brigadier Mumpwell. The bridge to the mainland is blocked by a solid wall of Mrs. Twick's homemade mutton pie. I have here one of the military junta. Citizen Quigley, how is this emergency affecting the women of the island?
Well, we're all knitting furiously. Socks, sandbags, mittens, balaclava helmets.
Uh-huh. And what'll you do with all this knitwear?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Perhaps you should speak to the Reverend Nutkin. He's coming over.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, why is he walking backwards?
What? Oh, dear. He's got his Beaujeste cap on back to front again. We're over here, Vicar.
Now then, Vicar, how do you see the war developing?
Well, I just lift up this little flap and have a look around.
No. I mean, do you have no fears of it getting out of hand?
Oh, indeed I have, yes. If this war escalates into a thermonuclear holocaust, it could seriously affect Saturday's sale of work.
Dear me.
Yes. I doubt if Miss Bradbury would risk exhibiting her knick-knacks.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's the Young Mothers Guild, you know. I've tried so hard to get as many local women as possible to become young mothers.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, there you are, viewers. The war that nobody wants. Is there nowhere a man who can put an end to this foolishness?
Now listen, both of you. I'm going to put an end to this foolishness.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
The whole thing's got quite out of hand. Did you know we've had to accept a United Nations peacekeeping force at Foulness?
Yes, Sir Gregory.
And did you know Canvey frogmen have been swimming under Southend Pier, jerking the fishing lines and pulling the fishermen off into the water? I, personally, me, am going to put a stop to this business.
Oh, my word, Sir Gregory, yes. Well, how are you going to do that?
By sending you two down there at once to put us...
In.
Here's the file, one.
Thank you, too. Yes. Now then. Britain has 20,000 long-haired pop groups for a start.
What?
There's a national debt running into several hundred millions.
And furthermore, if you ran Britain every time there was any trouble anywhere in the world, you'd get the blame.
You would have to hobnob with all sorts of people.
David Frost.
George Brown.
Lady Dartmouth.
Quentin Hogg.
Possibly even the cast of Coronation Street.
Look here. I'm a reasonable man. I'm sure we can settle this thing by negotiation, huh? Yes. Well, these are my terms.
No artillery range on Canby.
Agreed.
And new street lighting for the whole island.
Agreed.
Good. Well, there's only one other condition, and then we can call the whole thing off.
So they called the whole thing off?
Yes, we agreed to all three conditions, and he signed an armistice.
What was the third condition? You never did tell me.
Yes, well, actually, he demanded a token punishment of war criminal.
War criminal?
He said there were two. Us.
Yes, luckily I managed to persuade him there was only one.
Which one of you was it? Oh, yes.
I felt such a fool walking around Canby with a placard saying, kick me.
All in the cause of peace, too.
Perhaps it was, but you needn't have taken advantage of it.
Don't fuss, too. Oh, you do fuss, you know.
Oh, well, never mind, eh? It's all over now. And Mr. Lance even found another place for the gunnery range.
Ah, good. You managed to find somewhere, eh?
Yes, spotted it on the map over the weekend.
Good.
Put the whole thing in hand yesterday when you were both away. Another little island.
Ah. Well, whereabouts, exactly?
Oh, right across the other side of the country. Don't worry, there'll be no trouble with this island.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown.
Good afternoon. Well, as you can imagine, I'm speaking to you from the Scilly Isle. to be perfectly frank, Mary and I are greatly concerned about the situation.
Oh, good grief.
It's him.
There's some sort of artillery shelling my holiday bungalow. I thought at first that George was behind it. But now I'm told you're responsible.
Artillery? Hold on.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's blown my sauce bottle off the table. I can promise you some vigorous and thrustful action when I get back, Lennox Brown.
Two? I'm taking my holiday early this year.
Starting now. I leave you in charge.
Yeah, but surely by your...
Running through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham and David Nettheim. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor and produced by Edward Taylor.